Initially, the league program was supposed to have kicked off on March 7, but was postponed to March 15 to pave way for the Bob 91 Super Cup, in which Caps United, Dynamos and Highlanders were competing in a tournament marking President Robert Mugabe's 91st birthday. However, this will no longer be the case as the program is once again been postponed, now to March 22, to pave way, apparently, for the Zimbabwe National Army Charity Cup, which has been penciled for this coming weekend. Premier Soccer League Chief Executive Officer Kenneth Nebele revealed the day for the start of the season, adding that they would love to have all the teams play on the same weekend. The Zimbabwe National Army Tournament will involve four teams, two from Harare and two from Bulawayo, but has raised concerns from other clubs who feel they are being given a raw deal in terms of participating in money-spinning competitions. Caps United will play Dynamos for the third time this year, while Highlanders will meet neighbour Zaumain in the other semi-final at Baba Field Stadium. Ironically, Caps United met Dynamos last weekend, with Dynamos winning 1-0, courtesy of a Ronald Chitio strike in the Bob 91 Super Cup. This was Chitio's first game for Dynamos, having been rumoured to be moving to South Africa. Dynamos assistant coach Tondera Ndiraya has high praise for the player.
We have Rooney, who has come into our ranks, and I think you saw what he did today. Out of nothing, he found a goal, which won us the match. But we still need cover for him.
Caps United coach Mark Harrison is excited by another prospect of facing Dynamos, saying he would want his team to win this time around.
Want to enter into every single game trying to win it. Doesn't matter if it's a friendly game, I want to win it.
However, former Caps United coach Gishon Tini thinks Dynamos have an edge over the Green Machine.
It's going to be very tough to predict, but I think Dynamos will win this one.
Zimbabwe National Army Charity Cup holders FC Platinum have been excused from the tournament as they will be in Tanzania for a CAF Confederation Cup assignment. FC Platinum hammered Caps United 6-1 in last year's final. In another sporting development, Zimbabwe will host the Euro-Africa Zone Group 2 playoff against Moldova from April 17 to 19. This followed the team's 4-1 defeat at the hands of Bosnia-Herzegovina, which left Zimbabwe with a tall order to retain their place in the Euro-Africa Zone Group 2. The two teams will be forced to meet after Moldova also lost their tie at the weekend to Hungary. Zimbabwe fielded 41-year-old Wayne Black, but he could not make an impression after he lost his doubles match when partnering Mark Finn. Zimbabwe's only single win came from Benjamin Locke. On the other hand, the Zimbabwe cricket team will play in a dead rubber against India Friday after slumping to a 5-run defeat to Ireland. The game against India will be academic as the Chevrons have been eliminated from the competition. Zimbabwe are in 6th position with only 2 points, just above lightweight the United Arab Emirates, who have failed to win a single game. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.